Good morning.
Firstly, how was the Grand Prix?
I had a great time. I'm always a fan, though, of getting home and watching it on the TV. So enjoy a couple of days of the atmosphere. Get home for Sunday to watch it on Fox and KO because you miss it when you're not at the track. You don't know everything's going on.
Yeah, you only see a certain part, don't you, obviously, in the track at Albert Park. And yeah, that's it.
It happens very quickly in front of you, and you need to really stay aware of what's going on if you're a fan like I am.
And speaking of the F1, I guess, obviously the technology behind F1, the off-track battle, which actually saw a little Aussie startup company with a name on the side of the F1 car. That's money can't buy advertising. Well, probably
it
did,
is.
But...
Yeah, well, I actually couldn't work that out. The Jigspace is the name of the company. They got an app that I first heard about at the Apple iPhone launch last year. They were highlighted as being this phenomenal app with great technology, and they flew me down to Melbourne to see this technology at work. Look, I don't know whether they paid $1 million or nothing and whether it's a real partnership or just a pure straight-out advertising, but it was fascinating to see how the Formula One team were using this app, and it's basically a 3D modelling app where you can create something in 3D and then show it in the real world through the lens of your smartphone, augmented reality. And the Alfa Romeo team used it for their team launch. I spoke to the founder of the company, Zigspace, and you know he showed me through it. It's fascinating that their Formula One engineers might be using their technology to model parts and changes to the car in the future. And it's fascinating that a little Aussie company can be on the world stage like that and going from strength to strength. So if you're into 3D modelling and augmented reality, check out Jigspace.
JIG Space, Indigenous non-profit helping get STEM resources to remote schools to get exposure on Daniel Ricciardo's car. Can you tell us more about this?
This was awesome. So a massive global company called Smartsheet have their name on the side of the McLaren Formula One car, probably spending millions of dollars for that space. But they gave up that space on the weekend to Aussie company or Aussie not-for-profit Deadly Science. Now, Corey Tutt, the founder of this not-for-profit, a proud Indigenous man, had a great chat with him, purely passionate about STEM, as in basically technology education for kids. And he uses all the funding he can get, doesn't get any government funding, uses all the donations he can get at Deadly Science to send books, microscopes, 3D printers, anything tech to schools in remote and rural areas so that Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander kids primarily can get access to the kind of education that's being made available to kids everywhere else, but not in those areas. A brilliant thing, and they got a lot of exposure on the weekend through the partnership with Smartsheet and McLaren, and fantastic to see. Hopefully they got a lot more donations as well.
And just finally, Trevor Long is the editor for EFTM, joins us each and every Wednesday. ACMA is making it harder for scammers to steal your number. That'd be nice.
Yeah, it's perfect, because a lot of scammers, they like to steal your phone number so they can steal your identity. They get your phone number, they can then be that, and if they've already got your password through other hacks or reasons, they can get into your email, your bank, whatever, because those passwords, those codes we get sent to our mobile phones, if they've got your number, they've got those passwords. Mm. So the ACMA is finding telcos in a big way if they don't crack down on this and make sure they're validating the identity of people who are moving phone numbers from one telco to another. So hopefully a lot less of what we call SIM swapping going on in the near future.
You can read more at EFTM.com. Trevor, really, really do appreciate your time on a Wednesday morning. Have a wonderful Easter, and we'll catch up next week.
Pleasure, mate.